Hare Krishna. I had a question from Kanchan Vali, and she was saying, is it true that members of ISKCON, that their, in general, their swarup is that of Madhurya Ras, and more specifically of Manjari Bhav, and how should we think about those things? Yes, it's true. In general, not just ISKCON, but all strict, authentic Gaudiya Vaishnavas who follow the teachings of Rupa Raghunath Goswami, then they generally will either be in Madhurya Ras, their eternal spiritual form, or their swarup when they realize it, or Sakya Ras. Srila Prabhupada points out that these are the two dominant. Of course, there's so many exceptions that we see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as well. But for the most part, we, as not being either associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna, sadhakas, as practicing devotees, our understanding is that. And Srila Prabhupada points out similarly that generally the acharyas in our line, in our Gaudiya line, they're also in this Madhurya Ras. After all, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Anarpitam charim chirat karunavatirna kalu samarpaitam anuto jvala rasasva bhakti shriyam. This is the anuto jvala rasa, the most effulgent rasa, and that is the rasa of conjugal love. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, generally practicing devotees were aware of the mellow of servitude and a basic level of friendship. By basic, I mean not intimate, as in the case of the cowherd boys of Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Braja Bhakti and introduce these other moods of servitorship and parental relationship and conjugality, and especially Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Radha and Krishna's loving pastimes, which are the center point or the focus of all things in the spiritual world or in Vrindavan Dham. However, to become a gopi, and of course when we talk about conjugal relationship, we're talking about Braja Bhakti, not being a queen of Dwarka or what to speak of a Lakshmi or Vaikuntha. Of course, Lakshmi you cannot become, but you can become a Dasi of Lakshmi Devi. And in Vrindavan, devotees don't specifically aspire to become gopis directly, because if they do, then they run the risk of running into competition with other well-established gopis, especially Srimati Radharani. And devotees don't want to be her competitor. So, therefore, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Be Akuti, Rupa Raghunatha Goswami taught us, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa, that in the spiritual realm, it is more favorable not to try to directly associate with Krishna, but rather to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And those who are servants or maidservants of the gopis, they're called manjaris. And of all the gopis, of course, the best or the best service can be rendered to Krishna by being a maidservant of Srimati Radharani. What should we think of these things? Well, we should know that they exist. It's just like a little girl, 3-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl. What should she think of marriage? She's going to be married someday. Someday her parents will choose a husband for her, and she'll be married. But what should she do in the meantime? In the meantime, she'll learn how to cook and learn how to do all kinds of nice things that she'll put to practice when she becomes married. So when we're also in sort of an infant stage of Krishna consciousness, what should we think about things like swarup? We should qualify ourselves. Our first identity is that of a Nitya Krishna Das. We are Krishna Das. So we should show Krishna Sarva Dharma Amparityaja, that in serving him we're willing to do anything. Clean the floor, wash the pots, distribute books, whatever it takes, that we know what it means to be a humble servant. Otherwise, wanting swarup without being fully surrendered is just a pie in the sky. It'll never happen. But first, in general, we become very expert servants, and then as Krishna becomes pleased with us, in the same way as the parents become pleased as their daughter matures, then he'll reveal to us further details about our eternal spiritual identity. But as Prabhupada would say, first deserve, and then you desire. So when we deserve it, then it will come naturally, in the same way that fruit and flowers naturally, in their due course of time, come out on a tree. You can't force it, but it happens, because that's what trees are for. Hare Krishna.